Welcome. Today is Thursday, December 7th, in the first week of Advent. We begin today reflecting on the joy of cooking with a story about Irma Rombauer. Irma Rombauer would say she learned how to cook by helping at church socials and bazaars. Her cooking was so good that eventually she was asked to hold a cooking class as a benefit for the Unitarian Church in St. Louis, Missouri. The classes were a success. In 1930, newly widowed and with her children nearly grown up, Irma, now in her 50s, decided to spend a quiet summer in Charlevoix, Michigan. She took along her recipe collection to work on a possible cookbook. Her book, The Joy of Cooking, a compilation of reliable recipes with a casual culinary chat, was privately published in 1931. 5 years later, it was published by the Bobbs Merrill Publishing Company. The Joy of Cooking has been in continuous print ever since. On the cover of The Joy of Cooking, Irma chose a silhouette of St. Martha, the sister of Mary and Lazarus, and the patron saint of cooks. The eighth-day Jewish feast of Hanukkah begins today. And now for our gospel, a continuation of the story of Zechariah and his son, John. The angel said to Zechariah, "Your son will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of fathers toward children, and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Luke chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. In reference to drinking neither wine nor strong drink, the angel is describing a Nazarite. This is not someone from Nazareth, but a word used to designate a person set aside for the Lord's special work. The legendary strong man Samson was a Nazarite. The angel also likens John to Elijah, one of Israel's greatest prophets who lived around 850 BC. There's no doubt about it. This child is destined for greatness. I too am destined for greatness. God has created me and put me on earth for a purpose. And God has sent his Spirit upon me to help me carry out the work for which I was created. Now, honestly, do I believe that? Do I really believe that God has something particular in mind in creating me? Take some time to think about this, and then some time to talk to the Lord about it. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.